play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
A first place battle comes your way from the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse tonight. The Galesburg Silver Streaks in first, the Rock Island Rocks in second. Let's go public address announcer Jeff Lamb for the starting lineups.
Number 3, Colton Siegel. Number 11, Marion Nimmers. Number 24, Marion Anderson. And number 32, Bio Baker. The Rocks are coached by Tom Siegel. Now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6-foot junior guard, number 1, Jeremiah Babers. A 5'10 junior guard, number 5, Dre Egyptiaco. A 6-foot junior guard, number 15, Alex Egyptiaco. A 6-foot senior guard, number 23, Eric Price. And a 6-foot senior guard, number 25, DeMarco Harden. Your streaks are coached by Ryan Hart.
Thanks to public address announcer Jeff Lamb for tonight's starting lineups. Goodness gracious, we apologize for that. All right, Steve, keys to the game here tonight.
I believe we've got to handle their pressure. They're going to pressure us in a variety of ways. We have been winning that rebound battle each game. We've got our work cut out for us tonight. And something both teams want to do here tonight, and that's be able to be consistent and withstand bad stretches and make those stretches shorter.
As Steve indicated in the interview with head coach Tom Siegel, this Rock Island team has kind of found its groove, and they're playing really well the last few games. Scored 94 in a win over Moline on Saturday night. Opposing team gets the ball, no pregame or no jump ball to start the game under the conditions. Inlet pass to Baker Beal. Turnaround jumper just too good a position right in front of the basket, and Rock Island scores first.
And he's got 6 inches and probably close to 50 pounds on DeMarco there inside the post. He just bullied his way to the basket there.
Streaks start the usual starting five, as you heard from public address announcer Jeff Lamb. DeMarco Harden playing with a little bit of a groin injury. Eric Price chooses a three from the outside, missed it. Amarion Nimmers with the rebound, and the Rocks get out with it quickly. Trying to go around Price, and Eric with a blocking foul 20 feet away from the basket. Just got a little too close with the body.
And that's going to be something I think early they're going to try to exploit, is try to get the ball down low to Beal in this mismatch against DeMarco down low in the blocks.
Up top, Amarion Nimmers, just a sophomore. Between the legs of the dribble, Jordan Rice, a senior. Rice going head-to-head with Price on the outside. Back up top to Nimmers. Now to the left side, Trey Siegel. Catch and shoot, a little bit long. Weak side rebound, Beal rips it away and comes up with his first rebound off the three-point miss. Quick jumper in the lane, won't go down. Scramble for the ball. Babers getting down on the floor, gets it away from Siegel. Now a tie-up, and it'll go back Galesburg's direction on the held ball.
Good battle there in terms of getting after it on the floor in the 50-50 balls here tonight in a game that's going to be so closely contested from the outset. You've got to get the 50-50 balls.
I guess we'll give Jeremiah a rebound on that since it was coming off the miss. Coach Ryan Hart said in the pregame, guys like Babers are going to be big on the boards, and Eric Price in the lane around his man, goes up with the left hand and ties the game at two.
And he's become really a very fine low post player.
Nearly stolen away. That gives Rock Island numbers, but way too soft on the jumper right side. Nimmers with his own rebound, put back up and in.
So and again, early, Brad, they've got a couple of opportunities on both ends.
And Dre answers with a three from the wing on the other end, and Galesburg has its first lead at 5-4. Rice on the outside. Here comes the trap out high, dribbling around it. Rice down the lane, switches hands, misses the shot. Babers comes out with a rebound. Jeremiah into the front court. Price, the touch pass. Alex over the basket. Weak side rebound. Babers gets blocked. The kick out after the Alex rebound. DeMarco passes up the three in the lane. Spin move, pump fake, bounces it back out. Alex gives off to Babers. Puts the ball on the floor. Into the lane, behind the back, up with the shot and fouled. And Jeremiah with two free throws coming.
Tough shot there, but he got the foul out of it, and that's all you want. He was aggressive to the basket. You're aggressive to the basket. You're going to get the benefit of the doubt on a foul call.
Marian Anderson with the foul, his first team foul, and Babers to the free throw line. Jeremiah 13 out of 15 from the line on the season. Just under 87%. That one was off the mark.
You put the whammy on him there, yes. And I thought he had his best game as a varsity player last weekend. He really showed a lot of poise. He handled the ball, did a great job running the show for the Streaks.
Makes the second free throw, 6-4 Galesburg. Freshmen lost by two tonight. Sophomores won by one in overtime. One of the main reason why this game is getting started late. Beal down low, trapped. Streaks knock it loose. Price out with it. Other end, layup off the front of the rim. Rebound, Dre gets knocked down, saves it to Babers, got tipped as he went to the basket, and played through contact and finished it off.
Great job of saving the ball there, kept the possession alive, heads up.
Back comes Rock Island, down 8-4 now, not quite 4.5 minutes with 4.5 minutes left. A runner in the lane, Nimmers missed and then got shoved to the ground on the rebound foul by Alex Egyptiaco, will be his first. And I think Alex's arm just went out. He was just going up for the rebound. It looked like his arm just went out, like trying to balance himself or something.
And didn't think that created an advantage there. Good break for Rock Island.
So the catch and shoot on the inbound. A little bit long, but the weak side rebound. Good position by Nimmers on the weak side. Out to the outside. Beal airballs a three from 19 feet away. And Price with a rebound. Alex into the front court. Inside the top of the arc. Gets it over to Babers. Jeremiah backs it up, resets the offense. 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Streaks up 8-4. Alex on the right wing, up top. Dre again for three. Off the rim this time. Fight for the rebound, knocked out of bounds. Streaks will hang on to it.
And again, we're crashing the glass here. Rocky has a slight height advantage, but our kids are being aggressive, getting position, and they're pursuing the ball.
End of the game, Eli Reese, 6'3 junior.
We got our media timeout.
Or rather, Colton Siegel. I called him Trey twice now. Trey is his older brother. Colton Siegel is the current Siegel on the team. And an official timeout with 4:16 to go in the first quarter. Streaks on top 8-4. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center, tackling the centuries-old mystery of the candy heart.
Not only are they an acquired taste, but those sappy quotes.
I say we change them. Instead of be mine, how about marry rich?
It's hard to see the romance when your car's been damaged in an accident.
But when you bring it into Bates, that's when we show you the love.
And return your car to you as quickly as possible with a factory-perfect repair guaranteed.
You gotta love that.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
We're giving away thousands with our virtual WGIL button, $100 at a time. You could be a winner just like Marion Graves of Altona. She was today's winner. Log on to WGIL.com.
4:16 to go in the first quarter at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse. Brad Benow and Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Good. I like what we're seeing so far here, Steve. Streaks on top, 8-4, but both teams really getting after it here in the early going. It's been entertaining to watch so far.
And the Streaks have been, in my opinion, more aggressive, and they've carried the play because of that here on both ends of the floor here and got a chance here from keeping the ball alive on the rebound to a score.
Eric Price to inbound right of his own basket. Not much movement going on. Now it goes out high to Dre at the volleyball line. To the left side, Alex in the corner. He typically does not shoot outside jumpers, so the Streaks pull it back out. DeMarco on the right side. Bounce pass up top, Jeremiah. Now back to Dre from three again. A little bit short. And the rebound comes out to Anderson for Rock Island. Crossover dribble out high. Jump stop in the lane and a reach-in foul called on Babers as Eli Reese went past him. And that'll be the third team foul on the Silver Streaks.
Last two possessions, their guards have executed outstanding crossovers to get the rim. There they got fouled the other time they couldn't convert. Rocky in a zone last time out on the inbounds coming out of the timeout.
Under five to go at East Lansing. Illinois has cut the Michigan State lead to 10, 66-56. And here's a charge drawn by DeMarco Harden down low on Beal with that size advantage you mentioned earlier. And Marco was able to establish position and drew the charge.
And a smart player. He anticipated, got there first, picked up the charge. Outstanding defense by DeMarco there.
Full court press by Rock Island. They want to trap in the backcourt if they can. Four players waiting short of or at midcourt. The pass goes to the middle. Eric down the lane and a big Euro step down the right side for the basket. And the Streaks lead 10-4.
Got the ball in the middle. That's a key. And Eric had a wide open lane to the basket. Took advantage of it.
Rice up top trying to work around the screen. Gets to the right side. Streaks defend it. Pass, skip pass, left side, Nimmers. Now back up top it goes to Reese. Left hand dribble. Back to the right side, Rice in front of the Galesburg bench, working against Dre Egyptiaco in the lane. The kick out. The three on the way by Nimmers. Swish. Nimmers with five in the game. That ends the 8-0 Galesburg run, and the lead is 10-7 Streaks.
Got his feet underneath him there. Good stroke.
Dre and Babers in the backcourt. Jeremiah into the front court to a wide open Price. Passes up the three, into the lane, between two defenders, but he missed the shot. Beal with a weak side rebound for Rock Island. Trying to pull within one here, maybe tie the game down 10-7. 2:45 to go here in the opening quarter. On the right side, Reese on the wing. Tries to go to the baseline to Marian Anderson, but he gets stripped on the way in on the baseline drive. Third Rock Island turnover. They get back defensively as Price gets it across midcourt. Alex into the lane. The kick out to DeMarco. Steps back at the top of the arc. Left side, Babers for three. And over the backboard after the off shot off the back iron. And Rock Island gets it on the dead ball rebound.
Good rhythm there in that offensive possession, however. Just didn't get the shot to go down. Down here, Streaks really doing a good job there in terms of rotation there. And they were able to get that turnover from that rotation.
This is the rubber match of the night. Freshmen lost. Sophomores won in overtime. Streaks varsity leads by three. The baseline shot, the catch and the shoot by Nimmers, who's got seven of Rock Island's 9 points, and he pulls Rock Island to win one. 10-9 Streaks. Streaks break the press. Left side, Price on the wing. Eric down to the low blocks. Strong with a left hand as he got to the low blocks in established position.
Went to the basket a number of times here tonight, under control, playing through contact, and in a strong manner.
Coming off his career high, 28 in the win at United Township on Saturday, and Price has six, half of the Streaks' points here in the first quarter tonight. Galesburg by three on the outside, Reese with it. Bad pass intended for Rice. Dre with a steal, but he missed the layup at the other end. Reese with the rebound leads the Rock Island secondary break. Down the left side of the lane, picks up his dribble, feeds it on the inside, and Jeremiah reaches in, and Babers get called for his second foul on slapping the arm of Marian Anderson in the lane.
Last two possessions, Rocky, and Tom Siegel does a great job with his offensive sets, has run what they call the flex for old basketball fans, North Carolina, running a baseline screen there, and you get a layup oftentimes if the team is not in help side defense, and we were better the second time than we were the first time. Good learners there.
On the inbound, the give and go. Step back, Nimmers, three from the wing, and he is red hot in the first quarter, and he ties the game at 12, 10 of Rock Island's dozen points here, and we have a tie ball game. Streaks break the press. Babers stays on the floor with those two fouls, along with Price, the Egyptiaco brothers, and Harden. Actually, I take that back. Dre is out of the game. Caleb Meadows has checked in for the Streaks. On the right side, Marco left open. DeMarco drains a three, and Harden is on the board, giving the Streaks a three-point lead back. 15-12 Silver Streaks, under a minute to go first quarter. Rice on the right side, guarded by Meadows. Gets a screen out high on the give and go, but he keeps the pass on the outside. firing it through the lane. The catch of the basket by Anderson on a good look from Reese on the outside.
Good pass inside, good find there.
15-14, Galesburg by one. Price to Alex, and then he throws the ball away, intended for DeMarco Harden in the front court, and fired it pretty strong. Is that the first Galesburg turnover?
That's the second one that
second.
I've got.
Okay.
And that we've done a good job breaking their 2-2-1 press there. We just got in a little bit of a hurry there and a little bit too much mustard on that pass there.
Rock Island with the ball down two. So let's see if they try to hold for the final shot. So far, that seems to be the plan. Anderson at the high post kicks it out to Nimmers. 10 of their points here in the early going. Nimmers with the drive and the feed to the left side through the lane. Cole Rusk with the lay-in. Beautifully executed. That ties the game at 15 after 1. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Win $100 with the virtual WGIL button. Sign up now at WGIL.com to be in tomorrow's cash drawing from Tiffany Cole Country Financial and WGIL.
16-15, Rock Island. Mentioned at the going into the break that it was tied. The scoreboard was off, and I was taking for granted that it was right, not my score. So it is Rock Island by one after one, 16-15. Well, just want to take a moment and thank our sponsors here on WGIL. It's a pretty special year, just in the fact that we're even here playing games at this point. We're so excited to be bringing games to you, even in a shortened season of just 14 games. Bates Collision Center, First United Methodist Church, Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory, our program sponsors for your pregame, halftime, and postgame. We're going to continue to talk about them. We talked about them in the game one, and, of course, you hear them throughout the broadcast. But just an extra special thanks to all of our sponsors for bringing in Silver Streaks boys and girls basketball in this pandemic-shortened season here on WGIL. Cole Rusk with established position down low, and he gets fouled from the low blocks. First of the game on Cohen Derry, who checked in at the quarter break.
They broke our trap there in the half court, and once they broke the trap, they were able to make a couple of very quick accurate passes and got an opportunity to lay up there, but that's a good foul if you're going to have a foul there.
3.5 minutes to go at East Lansing as Rusk misses the first free
real
throw.
Real flat there. Shoots it like that. You got a good chance of a miss here.
You were listening to the Illini game before we got started here. Michigan State got off to a big lead. They've held it in the second half. Still lead by 11, 68-57. And Illinois just scored. Michigan State by 9. Approaching the three-minute mark at East Lansing. Rusk makes the second free throw. Rock Island by 2. And now Derry gets fouled at the other end as the Streaks broke the press and then got that secondary break to the basket. And tit for tat, Derry fouled Rusk on one end. Now Rusk fouls Derry at the other, shooting 2.
And again, good job by the Streaks of breaking the 2-2-1 press. We're doing it with a weak side ball reversal, get the ball in the middle, and then attack, and doing it under control.
First free throw off the back iron. This is only Cohen Derry's sixth free throw attempt of the season. He's made 2 prior to tonight. Streaks down 2, second one up and in. Better looking shot. 17-16, Streaks down 1. Jordan Rice, Eli Reese in the backcourt. Rusk in the front court, along with Marion Nimmers and Colton Siegel. Has the ball now. Back to the volleyball line between the legs of the dribble. Coming off a 94 scoring point scoring effort in the win over Moline on Saturday night. Siegel misses the three-pointer. Meadows with a rebound. Streaks trying to regain the lead here. Alex on the left wing into the lane. Opening. Eric at the free throw line. A little bit long. Rebound comes back to him. Puts the ball on the floor. Floats it up with the left hand. Missed it. Has a hand on the rebound. Then loses it under the basket back to the rocks.
Again,
A good ball movement, good pass fakes, found Eric in the middle, good-looking shot. Just didn't go. We continue to do that. We're going to have plenty of excellent opportunities with our ability to shoot, plenty of opportunities to score.
Got a couple of good looks at the basket, didn't he? Up top, Rusk with it. No one is going to guard him 20 feet away from the basket. Now he gets it off to Siegel. Streaks come out and trap, get it over to Rusk. Dribble drive, the kick out. Siegel to the free throw line. Fires it into the left corner. Reese for three hits.
And good ball movement there by Rocky to find the open man. Get a wide open three.
Once Siegel got position in the lane, he could have pulled up and shot from 15 feet.
Made the extra pass.
He did make the extra pass, yep. Got a better percentage out of it. Now the pass through the hands of Alex in the lane from Brother Dre on the outside, and that's the third Galesburg turnover. Streaks call timeout, 6:16 to go in the first half. And again, our thanks to our sponsors. We mentioned our program sponsors. Courtright Construction in Oneida is our sponsor for our pregame coaches interviews. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating is our sponsor for our postgame final statistics. Galesburg Nissan provides our transportation to all of our road games. Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson enjoying their services tonight in the game up at Rock Island. And, of course, Dave's Auto Body, our longtime sponsor, brings you the crunch time player of the game at the end of the game. And, I mean, those are our feature sponsors, our program sponsors. We thank them so much. And everybody who's part of our broadcast in terms of their financial support this year to bring you Galesburg High School girls and boys basketball. If you know any of the folks at any of those businesses, please, the next time you're there, send them an email. Do whatever you can to thank them for giving us the opportunity to be here to bring you Silver Streaks Athletics during this pandemic season, because there sure haven't been many people allowed in. And, of course, no Galesburg fans get to go at all on the road. So to be, I just feel ever so privileged to be here alongside you, Steve, as always, to be able to bring folks these games when there's limited opportunities otherwise to get them.
That's the correct term, privilege. And our community and its businesses just do so much to support everything about our town, including athletics.
Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Rock Island with a four-point lead. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Missed three-pointer by Beal on the outside. But Rice runs down the rebound, now shoots from the outside. Missed it. Contact on the rebound. Alex saves the ball over to Caleb Meadows. Outlet pass to Cohen. Steps to the basket and in stride lays it in.
And Cohen runs the floor for a big man really well.
Yeah, he did a great job even to avoid a travel there as Rock Island was chasing down trying to throw him off balance. Siegel from the outside passes it up. Midcourt steal by Dre. Let's see if he can finish it this time. He does, and we're tied at 20.
Dre does a great job of anticipating those ball reversal passes and gets layups out of it. Great job by the Streaks answering.
How about the energy of the Silver Streaks coming out of that Ryan Hart timeout? And that forces a 30-second timeout by the Rocks with 5:22 to go in the first half. Just like that, tied at 20 now.
And he really knows his ball club. Over the last couple of years, he's really pushed the right buttons in terms of those kinds of timeouts where he needs a reset, get guys refocused on what we need to do or break momentum a little bit. He's done a fine job, and out of each one of those timeouts, things like that have happened. We're right back tied here after being down by four and looking like it was going a little bit the other way, in a way we didn't want it.
And look at how the Streaks did it in transition both times. The great find. Do you remember who passed that from the backcourt? Was that?
I don't recall who that was unless that was Caleb there.
That's what I was wondering. I was thinking it might have been Caleb who found Cohen in transition down here for that great layup.
Pushing that ball ahead with that pass. Excellent.
On the left side, Nimmers. The skip pass across court to Reese in the corner. Missed it. And the tip up off the rim falls away. Eric on the run. Outlet to Dre. And he finishes off another rebound layup.
Super transition.
Streaks take the lead at 22-20. A great transition layup. And now a charge in the lane. Derry plants himself. And he's run over by Marion Anderson for his second foul.
And again, Cohen has given us outstanding minutes off the bench on both ends.
And now a COVID timeout. This is the official timeout with 4:50 to go in the first half. 22-20, and the Streaks on a run. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave you need space. Just think of what you could do with 1,700 square feet. Storage for equipment, place to set up shop, or maybe office area. See what the building on North Main in Galesburg has to offer. Go to galesburg.info and click on keyword for sale by owner.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
22-20 Galesburg. Streaks will have the ball coming out of the official timeout. Streaks called timeout. Ryan Hart called timeout. A little over 6 minutes to go in the half, and it's been all Galesburg since then. What have you seen here, Steve, that's turned it around?
I think that we've went back to being aggressive again, and we're looking to get the ball up the floor with a pass, and we've scored in transition the last couple of times. We're beating them down the floor.
So now Rock Island will not press the Silver Streaks and will sag back in the half court in a 2-3 zone. And Dre will walk it across midcourt, and let's see if this slows the Galesburg momentum down. A little change defensively for Coach Tom Siegel coming out of the timeout.
And that seems to be the conventional wisdom on how you play us in the half court defensively.
Left side, DeMarco. Into the left corner, Derry. Bounce pass back up. Step back. Dre for three. In and out. Good look at it. Wouldn't go down. Colton Siegel with the rebound. Quickly at the other end, Nimmers with the layup. And Rock Island plays a little Galesburg game. Getting out on the secondary break. Ties it up at 22.
And it does slow us down offensively.
Galesburg girls leading Rock Island on the road by two also. That game on 92.7 FM, the Laser. Backing his way in, Derry. The kick out, Price passes up the three. Floats it in the lane. In and out with a left hand. Derry with a rebound put back. He's got five in the quarter. Off the bench for the Silver Streaks, who lead by two.
Just real key minutes here by Cohen.
And Eric's had some good looks at the basket he hasn't been able to knock down. If he can find his touch, he would really have his way on the inside. Galesburg by two, under 4 minutes to go first half. Pull up jumper left side, Nimmers hits another three from the left corner. He's got 15 in the first half, and Rock Island regains the lead.
He's having a super, super first half.
And he really hasn't done much to the first six games for Rock Island. First eight games, excuse me. At least offensively, not what people had expected the kind of year that he would have. But he's having it all in one night here tonight
so
far.
He's broke out of it here in this first half at least.
In the lane, Dre backs his way in. The kick out to Derry on the wing and a touch pass deflected. Rock Island steals it away. Into the front court, Rice looks behind him to pull up Reese for three. Off the rim. Rebound, Price had a hand on the rebound. Beal tied him up. And what's they going to call?
Going to get the ball Streaks.
Okay, so held ball. Possession arrow favors Galesburg, so we're going to go back that direction. Eric had good position. That was just two big, strong kids going at it for that rebound.
Good job of getting back in transition, finding the ball, covering up, and then being in position to rebound as well.
25-24 Rocks. 2:50 to go here in the first half. Price on the left side picks up his dribble. Meadows in the lane. Cohen. The kick out stolen away again. Two bad passes in a row. Jordan Rice, the Euro step in the lane, got fouled. Took it right at Caleb Meadows. That'll be the first of the game on Meadows. And now the Rocks have turned Galesburg's game right back against them.
Yeah, the zone, and again, when you can't get a stop on the defense, we've talked about that, you got to set it up offensively, and they've slowed our offensive tempo down here tremendously in that 2-3 zone.
Looks like Illinois' seven-game winning streak in the Big Ten is about to end at East Lansing. It's under a minute to go in that game. And the Spartans lead by a dozen, 77-65, now 78-65 on a free throw, which is also happening here at the GHS Fieldhouse. Jordan Rice knocks down a freebie, but misses the second one. And the rebound chased down in the corner by Dre Egyptiaco. 26-24, Rock Island by two. Dre will bring it across midcourt. Disappointing loss for the Illini as it's developing in East Lansing, but boy, we knew Michigan State was capable of it. They've had a rough year, but you never overlook them. There's another deflected pass in the lane. Three straight steals by Rock Island in that half-court zone. The kick into the left corner, Nimmers for three. Missed that one. The rebound tipped to Alex Egyptiaco. Streaks trying to push it. Rocky gets back. The pass into the lane. DeMarco, spin move, pump fake, gets fouled. And that's the second of the game on Baker Beal. DeMarco will shoot two free throws.
Rocky felt like that was a clean block that time, but nice move to initiate contact there and get the foul, DeMarco.
Harden, 6 out of 12 on the season. That's disappointingly low for Harden. We know he can shoot better than that from the free throw line. He just hasn't found his rhythm. He's also had two free throws negated this season by lane violations. Yeah.
And as I've said, Brad, I think that the free throw shooting is going to be one of those things that's near the top of the list. It's affected by long layoffs because of the lack of conditioning and regulating your breathing and keeping your legs into a foul shot.
2 minutes to go in the half. DeMarco misses the first but makes the second one. His fourth point of the game, streaks down one, 26-25. Minute 55 to go for the half. Rice will bounce it across midcourt. Picks up his dribble. Flashing to the lane, Nimmers leaves it underneath the baseline. Reese slipped, otherwise he might have gone up with it. Now he's got it in the left corner. Deflected into the backcourt. Meadows and then out of bounds. Rock Island will hang on to it.
Good job staying in the passing lanes. You get one of those deflections, you may keep it in play and get a layup out of it. Be active with the arms in the passing lanes.
Minute 40 to go for the half. Rock Island with a ball and a one-point lead. Rice to the right side. Nimmers pull up, 18-footer, right side, missed it. Good position, Eric Price for his fifth rebound. Streaks pushing it. Eric fires it into the right corner. Dre for three! And he puts the Streaks back on top, 28-26. Second three of the game for Dre Egyptiaco. He's got 10. Minute 15 to go for the half. Up top, this is Reese with it. Passes right side over to Rice. Rice, Sigel, Rusk back into the game, along with Amarian Nimmers, who's the leading scorer for both sides here. He's got it up top now at the volleyball line. Passes left side to Sigel. Long three from the wing. Looked good from here, but a little bit long. And Rusk with the weak side rebound. Another chance for the Rocks in the lane. Rice throws it away, but somehow it finds its way to Nimmers, who picks it up and lays it in.
Yeah, good break there. The ball was loose there. They got it, and look what I found right there for a layup.
Tied at 28. That's getting the 50-50 ball. Here's Alex in the lane. The kick out, Meadows passes up the three, dribbles, fires it over to DeMarco on the wing, pulls it back out with 30 seconds to go.
No hurry here. Get a good shot while remaining aggressive.
Coach Ryan Hart says go ahead and hold for the final shot, down to 20 seconds to go in a tie ball game. It's been just as entertaining as we anticipated this one could be between the two top teams in the Western Big Six. Now Rock Island kicks the ball into the backcourt. And the Streaks will have it in midcourt with 12 seconds to go.
And they have shown a tendency out front here to trap on either wing there, and it's a little bit of a surprise one, so you've got to be ready for it and certainly take care of the ball and use your passmates.
Alex Egyptiaco will go out. Easton Steck into the game. This is an interesting substitution with 12 and a half seconds to go.
And I think maybe Easton jumps so well on the offensive glass here to get a tip or a stick back.
Babers back in to run the offense despite two fouls. Down to 6 seconds to go. Price will launch a long three off the back iron. Dre flying in, goes over the back, picks up a foul, and that's a seventh team foul on the Streaks. We're going to walk it to the other end, and Rock Island will get a 1-1 with 1.2 seconds to go in the half.
Not what you wanted in that situation there. And
Nope.
Because they weren't going to be able to score the ball.
So Dre with his first foul of the game. That's going to put Colton Sigel at the line. Hasn't scored yet in the game.
Very steady player. Good shooter. Hasn't found the range. He's found the hot hand tonight here. Outstanding golfer. Got to know him a little bit when he was playing golf. Of course, known his dad and his brother. Outstanding athletes, basketball players, and golfers and baseball players.
And he hits the front end of the 1-1. Hasn't shot as many free throws as you might anticipate for a coach's son. That's only his eighth attempt of the season, but he's a perimeter shooter.
And a good, good player.
And he knocks down both free throws, and that gives Rock Island a two-point lead. Galesburg has 1.2 seconds to take it the length of the court for a final shot of the half.
And that substitution allows Rock Island to set the defense, get their big guy on the long pass.
Alex to Kyleb from three-quarter court. Oh, off the back iron. He had the range, he had the line, but just didn't have quite the angle for it. So that's half. Rock Island by two at the break, 30-28. A look at the first half statistics when we come back. Word with the coaching staff, we'll look at the individual scoring as well. Rock Island 30, Galesburg 28 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
When you have your crash repaired at Dave's Auto Body, you may qualify for Detail for Life. We will detail your car for free, four times per year, for as long as you own your car. So if you would like us to help take the sting out of an accident,
you better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
I can't get these headaches to stop.
Could it be your glasses from 8 years ago? And I love you, but you are much too cute for these outdated frames.
Hey!
Just saying, Kehoe has designer frames and the best eye exam available. You're worth it.
When you go to Kehoe, you'll see better after you get the best eye exam available. You'll look better with stylish new glasses, and you'll feel better because any nasty side effects from not seeing will be gone. See, look, and feel your best.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Yes. Oh.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report. Brought to you by First United Methodist Church on the corner of Kellogg and Ferris in downtown Galesburg. And online at firstumcgalesburg.org. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse. Brad Binowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Rock Island with a lead at the half, 30-28 up at Rock Island. The Galesburg girls are leading by three at the break, 27-24. And Steve, when we look at this game, of course, Tom Siegel hasn't won two state championships and getting close to 500 games for his career without making the right moves at the right time. Galesburg had that fantastic spurt right in the middle of the second quarter. And coming out of the official timeout, the under five timeout in the second quarter, he calls off the full court trap, settles back into his zone, and three straight turnovers by the Silver Streaks, and that's completely changed the feel of this game so far.
And that slowed the game down, made us be much more deliberate, can't get out and transition that way. We struggle a little bit with a three ball. We're streaky with it, and that's the story. It got the momentum back toward them, us a little bit back on our heels, and then by no means are we in trouble here, but it did allow them to do the things they wanted to there and get some confidence going into the half. And again, we're at our best when it's full court in transition, scoring points in bunches, and we weren't able to do that there.
And it happened with Jeremiah Babers on the bench, so we didn't have our primary point guard out there too. So that was part of the
story.
Certainly
that too. Yep.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our first half statistics. And what do you got for the team numbers, Steve?
Streaks-wise, 11 out of 25 for 44%. 3 for 10, 3-point-wise for 30%. Rocky, similar, 11 out of 27 for 40%. 4 out of 13 for 30%. Both teams, you know, challenging and contesting shots, playing good defense, not giving up a lot of easy points. Points mostly scored in transition. Easy buckets. Everybody's got to work for what they've got. Rebounding-wise, pretty even. You and I compared there, so it's 14-14. And the turnover, 6-6. So about as even as it could be on the stat sheet.
And free throw shooting. Rock Island, 4 out of 6. Silver Streaks, 3 out of 6. Rocky by 2 at the break. 30-28. We'll take a timeout, come back, look at the individual scoring, and we'll get a word from the coaching staff as well. Rock Island leads by 2. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Life isn't perfect, and you're not the only one who feels that way. I'm Pastor Vince Rohn of First United Methodist Church in Galesburg, where we believe church is more than just a place to go on Sunday. It's a place to encounter a God of hope and can be a place that is safe for processing questions, doubts, and the stresses of life. We'd love to have you join us on Sunday mornings at 9 or 10:30 for a different kind of worship. Let's journey together at First United Methodist Church of Galesburg. Find us at firstumcgalesburg.org.
This is Autumn Cantorini. The most practical thing you can do to avoid wasting your energy dollars is to have your home heating system cleaned and tuned. If you have regular maintenance, your energy bills will be lower and your system will have a lower risk of expensive repairs. The Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating $69 tune-up comes with two fantastic guarantees. We guarantee energy savings, and if you need repairs, you'll get a 10% discount. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating at 342-HEAT.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 35. Some sunshine tomorrow with a high of 38, low of 23 tomorrow night. Thursday mostly sunny and a high of 37, while Thursday night an overnight low of 21. They said the forecast, the outlook for Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 43, low of 31 Friday night, and Saturday sunny skies and a high of 47. It's 39 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
30-28 Rock Island over the Galesburg Silver Streaks boys basketball team at the GHS Fieldhouse here at halftime. Up at Rock Island, the Silver Streaks lead in that game 27-24, and congratulations to both Evan Massey and Ryan Hart as their teams in the new polls that came out today, the new AP boys and girls basketball polls. Both teams ranked number 6 in Class 3A, and both getting great battles here with Rock Island in the Western Big 6 Conference, both boys and girls. The Silver Streaks are on top, and the Rocks are second in both leagues, in both the boys and the girls league. So these games pivotal here tonight, and just as close as you would anticipate in a matchup between first and second place teams. Individual scoring, Amarian Nimmers for Rock Island leads all scorers with 15. Marian Anderson with 4. Eli Reese and Cole Russ each have 3. Baker Beal and Colton Sigel with 2. And Jordan Rice has 1. For the Silver Streaks, Drea Gypsyakou in double figures with 10, thanks to a couple of three-pointers and a couple of layups. Eric Price has 6, all of those coming in the first quarter. Cohen Derry, very big. Key minutes in the second quarter, hit 5. DeMarco Harden has 4, Jeremiah Babers 3, and he sat much of the first half in foul trouble. Silver Streaks lead 30-28. The freshmen lost tonight by 2. The sophomores were one-point winners in an overtime game that was just as tight as and exciting as you can imagine. In fact, the Rocks scored got off to a four-point lead in the overtime. And credit to the sophomore boys for battling back. They scored 7 in a row. Rock Island got the last basket. And credit to Nolan Carl, too, who missed 2 free throws at the end of regulation. There were 2.5 seconds showing on the fourth quarter clock in a tie game. Nolan missed both free throws. Then in the overtime, he got fouled, had a chance to shoot 2 more free throws, and turned it completely around. And those 2 free throws that Nolan made in the overtime were big in terms of helping the sophomores preserve that overtime victory. Teams are back out on the floor warming up for the second half. We're going to get a word from the coaching staff here momentarily. Fighting Illini did fall at Michigan State, 81-70. Just dug themselves too much of a hole early in the second half. They were down 10, shot very poorly in the first half, then just continued to dig themselves a hole, got down 19 in the second half, and never could get the offense going in enough to come back. It got within 9, but that was too late in the game, and they ended up losing to Michigan State, 81-70, snapping their 7-game winning streak. Illinois back in action Thursday night. Right now, let's go courtside. Steve Cheeseman is with assistant coach Steve Hawkins.
Back here at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse, halftime, Streaks down 30-28. Coach, when things were full court, it was good. Then it got settled into half court. What do you want to do to get it back going that way?
Yeah, they came into that zone, and we struggled. I think, you know, we'd rather be in the man set game with them. I think we match up better that way. We ran through our sets on against zone defense. I think we got it tightened up here.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks to assistant coach Steve Hawkins joining our colleague, the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman, for a quick word at half. The coaches were late coming out of the locker room. Team was out here in plenty of time to warm up, but the coaching staff spent a little extra time in there, so we didn't get quite the same amount of time to visit with them as we might normally. Got only one question with them as opposed to maybe 2. Rock Island will have the ball to start the second half, leading 30-28. Sigel will inbound with Jordan Rice, along with Nimmers, Beal, and Anderson. Same starting five to start the second half for the Rocks, wearing the road red, trying to tie up the Silver Streaks for first place in the Western Big Six Conference. And a correction on the Illini score, they lost 81-72. I said 81-70, thanks to Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer, for giving me the correction. Here's a runner by Jordan Rice in the lane. Got a step on Babers on the outside. Took it all the way for a four-point lead. Babers quickly at the other end answers as he gets positioned down to the low blocks. 32-30. Galesburg down to Rice up top. Lost the handle on the dribble, but he recovers. Kicks it out to Sigel on the drive. Misses the three-pointer. Rebound tipped in the lane. Finds its way right to Nimmers. That's the second time he's had a basket that way. Gets deflected around in the lane and right to it.
Right place at the right time.
17 in the game for Amari and Nimmers to lead all scorers. 34-30 Rocks for a minute into the third quarter. Babers up top. Bounce pass to the right side. And Eric Price let it go out of bounds and shouldn't have done that. That's the seventh Galesburg turnover.
Rocky back into a man-to-man there. You can look for them to go back to that zone at some point in time here.
Yep, Steve Hawkins just said we'd prefer to play man-to-man against him, trying to get him into that. The Rocks with a four-point lead and the ball right now, looking for their biggest lead of the game. They've matched it at four. Rice for three to extend it. Off the front of the rim, though. Eric Price with a rebound. Streaks trying to run with it. Front court, Dre. Stutter step, can't shake his man. The kick out. Price squares for three. Air balls it. Weak side rebound, Beal. Tried to come out with it. Not a good idea. Streaks stole it away. And then Alex charged, going in for the basket. Sigel drew the foul.
Smart play by Sigel there. He could anticipate that was coming in that situation there. And Alex a little shaken up there as he hit the floor hard on that charging foul.
34-30, 6:20 to go third quarter. Second foul of the game on Alex. Two quick turnovers by the Silver Streaks to start the second half. Rice will walk it across midcourt. Dre Egyptiaka will pick him up defensively. Swing it around to the left side. Nimmers comes out top for it. Sigel. Thought about handing it off, but Dre, good defense, denied Rice. Now the spin move in the lane, and the Streaks pick Beal's pocket. Dre comes out with it. Egyptiaka to the left side. Babers, baseline, got stripped on the way up. Price battles, gets it back. Turn around in the lane, up and in.
Great, solid power move there. Good adjustment by the Streaks. They've got Alex now on Beal inside, and that paid off handsomely defensively there.
That snaps six straight misses by Eric Price. And now a quick answer by Rocky on the other end. Was that Rice?
Yes.
So back to a four-point lead, 36-32. Alex down the lane. A jumper, a contact, and a foul. And Alex takes it right back to the basket, drawing contact, and he's going to get a free throw out of it. And how nice is that to see after Alex drew the charge a couple of possessions ago, not afraid to continue to attack the basket.
And he's very cute around the basket with the right hand and the left hand. You know, he's more of the defender there, but he's very, very good around the basket there. And that's a big basket there, and let's see if he can get the free throw, too.
That's a third foul of the game on Baker Beal, 6'6", 245. Alex, free throw, rims in and out. Eric gets the rebound and puts it up and in. We're tied at 36.
Big stuff there. That's what you got to have, those kinds of plays.
Rice, jump stop in the lane. Four Silver Streaks defenders there. And Dre Egyptiaka picks up his second foul. And now Rice, with a quick answer at the other end, will go to the line.
Yeah, back and forth here. Both teams really trying to be aggressive getting to the rim.
I know you're concerned about the Kansas game in Texas right now, Steve. I'm going to let you know the Jayhawks are winning by six.
I guess.
I'm keeping an eye on that one for you.
Thank you. I figured that you were doing that for me.
All right, Streaks call timeout here, 5:18 to go, with a COVID timeout coming up. After the clock drops under 5 minutes to go, what do you think Ryan Hart's using this one for here, Steve?
Again, I think that he's trying to preach to his ball club again about the game plan, what we need to be doing defensively, what we need to be doing offensively, how we want to continue to control tempo, playing under control. I mean, those things, those reminders that he's given and the little adjustments that he's made throughout a game have made a difference. The timeouts, in timeout situations, he makes a difference as a coach. And that's a strong that moves you to the front of the list. Mike Reynolds, I thought, did that very, very well. And, of course, Tom Siegel. The elite coaches use their timeouts well for whatever reason. Strategy, change momentum, a little bit of bull sometimes.
Dre Gypsyako looks really frustrated coming out of that timeout. Maybe that was part of the strategy of the timeout, too.
Just and that can be to get his players where he needs them to be emotionally.
All right, Jordan Rice hits the first free throw, puts Rock Island back on top by one. Streaks held him to only one shot in the first half, 1 point, but he's got six very quickly here in the second half on that second free throw. The Rocks lead by two.
He's looking to be very aggressive as well, Brad. You can see that.
Eric Price brings the ball across midcourt. Dribbles to the left side, down the lane. Good position, found an opening, lays it in.
Great jump stop, under control. He gets to the rim again. Very strong.
Taking it in with that left hand. He's naturally left-handed, and he handles the ball so well, getting the ball to that left hand to finish off shots. He's guarding Rice up top now, and he denies Rice, has to pass it back out. Now in the lane, Anderson feeds it to the left side. The jumper from the corner, Nimmers airballed it, and over the top. Harden had defensive position for the rebound. Anderson went over the top of him, knocked it out of bounds, and the Streaks will get it back. Official timeout, under 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 4:42 to play. Tied at 38, Streaks ball when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mr. Blowhard, we're reviewing Dave's Auto Body.
Well, if they won our Ultimate 10 Stars of Excellence Award, they better be good. Let me see their file.
Oh, they're very good, Mr. B.
Just how good?
Well, a lifetime warranty.
Impressive.
They teach other body shops how to do it right.
Really?
Over 40 years of excellence, plus rapid processing technology.
Huh?
You get your car back real fast.
Oh. Perfect every time, Mr. B.
People, we have a winner.
Dave's Auto Body.
10 Stars of Excellence.
You better call Dave.
He deserved 10 stars.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Delford High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Oh, stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
4:42 to go, third quarter. Steve Giesman and I just comparing rebound stats here. Only four rebounds in the quarter, and I just looked. What is there? One missed shot?
Yeah.
Is there only one missed
shot? Two missed shots, two threes, that's it.
All right, Streaks get it into the front court coming out of the official timeout. Price to the left side, Babers. Tie ball game, 38 apiece. Babers shook his man with a little crossover dribble. Pull-up jumper, that was a funny-looking shot. Came off his hands wrong, missed it. Rebound, Rock Island in the outlet, but the miss by Nimmers at the other end. Babers with the rebound, and he gets fouled by Jordan Rice coming out with it.
We'll take that. He missed a little bunny there.
I mean, did.
Close range, point blank there. Won't see that often. We'll take that advantage.
No doubt. And then the foul on Rock Island as the Streaks came out with the rebound. Approaching the four-minute mark, the halfway point of the third quarter. Tied at 38.
And they're back to their zone.
Babers for three from the wing. Missed. Weak side rebound, Eric. Baseline. On the floor. The kick out. Jeremiah in the lane. Now over to Harden from the wing for three. Gets knocked down. Shot won't go. Dre with the offensive rebound gets fouled.
And again, we're struggling with a three ball right now, but we're keeping possessions alive by being, you know, just scrappy. And getting to the offensive glass here. Now we've got to convert free throws here.
DeMarco, we mentioned early on, as Dre's first free throw is off the front iron. DeMarco pulled a groin or suffered a groin injury during practice yesterday. And even as we've seen him kind of trot out of timeouts and things, he's definitely not moving the same. How much does that affect his jump shot?
It affects it big time because you can't get that explosiveness.
Dre missed both free throws. Rusk came down with a rebound on the second, and Alex came in from the backside trying to knock it out of his hands and picked up his third foul.
And that's a tough one to get there. And again, we talk about every ball game that fouls are a key for us, and we can't commit what I call those unforced ones where there's nothing gained or nothing prevented.
3:46 to go. Streaks missed an opportunity to regain the lead there. Still tied at 38. Their last lead was at 28-26 in the first half. On the right side, Rice. Gets it down low to Anderson, trying to take it. Post up, bounce pass left side to Nimmers cutting in. Missed it, but got his own offensive rebound put back.
Good back cut there. Didn't convert, but Johnny on the spot. Didn't give up on the offensive glass.
40-38 Rock Island. And just the ability to hop right back up after the miss, too. The cut to the lane. Jeremiah, contact. Cohen Derry with the rebound on the miss, up and in. Cohen has been huge off the bench.
Just so impressed with him.
Tied at 40. Rock Island back quickly. Left side in the lane. Reese pull up with a right hand off the back iron. And rebound by Derry. Got undercut a little
bit. Got numbers.
Outlet to Dre. Contact to the basket. Finishes it off. And the Streaks regain the lead. Anderson tried to draw a charge. Contact, no foul. 42-40 Streaks. First lead since late in the second quarter. Down the lane, Nimmers lost the handle on it. Passes to the right corner. Rice for three. Got fouled. Price got there too late on Rice. And Rice will shoot three free throws on the second foul of the game on Eric Price.
Good cut there, Johnny. A heads-up play by Rice there to get to the corner to get that three ball. And then Eric was just late and fouled him. And going to get three free throws.
First one, 42-41. Streaks by one. Rice, 7 in the quarter. Now 8, 4 for 4 from the free throw line in this quarter. Ties the game at 42. And again, we talked about this a couple games ago. The number of times we've seen guys fouling a three-point shooter. You don't see it super often, and we've seen it a lot in this shortened season.
Certainly one of the rules defensively is don't shoot, don't foul the jump shooter, let alone three-point shooter.
Rice misses the free throw. Streaks got the rebound and then turned it over in the backcourt. And now Eric Price just picked up his third foul with Rock Island cutting to the basket.
And two in the last 15 seconds.
Very costly turnover in the backcourt by the Streaks. So tied at 42, Rock Island with a chance to regain the lead here. Under 2.5 minutes to go third quarter. Rice to Nimmers up top on the inbound, guarded now by Caleb Meadows. Screen, step back, passes it away instead. Reese down low, and a foul on Dre Egyptiaco from the backside of Marion Anderson, receiving a pass in from the right wing. So that's three on the game on Dre Egyptiaco, and foul starting to mount for the Silver Streaks a little
bit. And right now, Streaks, a little bit back on their heels and losing their composure a little bit in terms of where they're at defensively in their position and committing some fouls here that I hope don't come back to bite us here late in the ballgame.
Yeah, no doubt. Especially with Dre and Eric both picking up three fouls within their third foul within just a matter of seconds of each other. Meanwhile, up at Rock Island, Galesburg girls take a six-point lead into the fourth quarter against Rock Island. A basket, but a foul before the shot by Marian Anderson. The official was very clear the foul was on the floor. That's the fifth team foul now on the Silver Streaks. This one called on
Harden.
Harden his first. Lob on the inbound out high to Rusk. Rock Island's got the Streaks backpedaling a little bit, even though the game is tied at 42. Feels like momentum has shifted their direction. Streaks got to play through this tough stretch here.
And not lose their aggressiveness here defensively.
And you don't want to put them in the bonus in the third quarter, but you got to keep guarding them too. You can't lose your aggressiveness in that situation. Rusk down low, passes it, throws it away, but Nimmers, again, Johnny on the spot. May as well just start calling him that as they get it to the outside. And Anderson hits a three from the top of the arc. And a travel in the backcourt called on Eric Price. And just everything starting to snowball downhill against the Silver Streaks.
They're in a good timeout here to really get us settled down here.
So two backcourt turnovers by the Streaks. 4 in the quarter, 10 for the game. And that gives the Rocks the ball back, leading by 3 with 94 seconds to go in the third quarter.
And I think the fouls create some of that because you lose your focus and then you don't pay attention to details offensively and you can commit some lackadaisical kinds of turnovers, and I thought we did that there these last couple.
Well, and again, we're going to continue to talk about this through our 14 scheduled games, I'm sure, how the pandemic and the inability to develop any sort of a long-term preparation program from the summer through the fall into the season. I can't help but think that that plays into that a little bit as well, in terms of, you know, these kinds of things starting to go downhill a little bit, and you do get a little bit sloppy just from the lack of continuity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing too is the conditioning level, the fitness level. When your legs are tired, you play defense with your hands instead of your feet,
yeah,
and you reach to try to make up for not being able to move your feet, and you get fouls that way. So certainly that's an issue here too. We just got to regroup here. Our ball club's shown they can do it all year. Let's see if they're up for the task again.
How about this? Kyleb steals the inbound. Rock Island got lazy on the inbound pass, and Kyleb Meadows anticipated it very nicely. So the Streaks get one back. On the left side, Babers from the wing. A little bit long on the three. Rebound, Eric. Pump fakes. Puts it up and in. And a chance to tie the game. And a big recovery for the Silver Streaks coming out of the timeout.
And that's what this ball club's done for the last 2 years. When they've needed to make a play defensively or offensively, when they desperately have needed it, they've done so. And there, Eric Price did that there after the steal there by Kyleb Meadows.
8 in the quarter on 4-for-5 shooting for Price. 14 for the game to go along with 9 rebounds coming off that big double-double, 28 points, 12 rebounds he had up at UT, and he ties the game on the free throw.
And let's go back to the good timeout by Ryan Hart.
And the steal by Kyleb Meadows on the inbound. Tied at 45. Minute 10 to go, third quarter. Jordan Rice hands off to Eli Reese. Back into the game, Baker Beal in place of Cole Rusk, who just picked up his third foul on that Eric Price rebound. The jump step and the shot by three-point range outside. Rice missed on the rim. Babers, rebound, the kick out. Price passes up, lobs it on the inside with a left-hand miss, gets his 10th rebound, and the kick out. Babers floats it in for the free throw line, and the Streaks regain the lead at 47-45.
Good little runner and teardrop. And great job by Eric there.
And
got a foul,
on the backcourt on Meadows. I looked down to mark it down on my score sheet, so I didn't see what happened. But that's the 8th team foul on Galesburg with 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. I got to believe not a good position for the foul there.
No, he got called holding there up here by the 10-second line there on the inbounds pass. So a tough foul there.
And the first free throw by Jordan Rice up and in.
And if they make their foul shots consistently here down the stretch, we have our work cut out for us, because yeah, we are in foul trouble, and they are in the bonus here before the end of the third period.
Second free throw in and out. Rebound thrown off the backboard and miss on the offensive rebound by Anderson. Price with a rebound. Outlets to Kyleb Meadows, who gets knocked down. And the Streaks attack the basket on the outlet. And Kyleb Meadows will get 2 free throws on the foul at the other end.
And Kyleb's given us a spark here,
yeah, he
in
has.
The tail end of the third period here, both offensively and defensively. And again, out of transition, attacking the basket.
So Rock Island couldn't convert on the offensive rebound on the missed free throw. Price got in there, got the defensive rebound, got the outlet pass, and now Kyleb Meadows misses the first free throw. Streaks by 1, 47-46, 31 seconds to go. That's the 5th team foul, by the way, on Rock Island. So the foul's mounting on both sides here. Second free throw off the back iron, but it comes out to Alex on the carom, and it gets it out to Jeremiah Babers to reset. So a chance for the Silver Streaks coming out of the missed 2 free throws after the offensive
rebound. Get out of the corner.
Babers trapped, gets it out. Now Alex up top. And the Streaks down to 14 seconds, can hold for the final shot. Babers over to Meadows. Now to the right wing. That's DeMarco. Lost the handle on the dribble. Rock Island with a steal. And the outlet at the other end. All alone for the layup. Amari and Nimmers at the buzzer. And Rock Island regains the lead on the Galesburg turnover. 48-47 after 3. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Don't you want to be a $100 winner like Todd Mines of Galesburg? Well, you could do that as well. Just get yourself signed up for our virtual WGIL button on our website, WGIL.com.
Three quarters gone at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman, Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer, and Rock Island with a steal in the Galesburg half court and a run out uncontested at the other end takes the lead 48-47 after three. Meanwhile, up at Rock Island, the Galesburg girls and the Rocks are tied at 47 in the fourth quarter. First and second place battles in both games, just what you would expect. And now Jordan Rice guarding Caleb Meadows too closely. Picks up a foul, his second, 16th foul, and the streaks will inbound.
Yeah, and a tough one there to end the period. We had the ball for the last shot. The unforced turnover out front, easy run out. Tough one there to finish the quarter. Our ball clubs responded to adversity well. Let's see if we can get off to a good start this fourth period.
Six turnovers in the first half for the streaks, five in the third quarter, including that last one. There were some bad half turnovers in the backcourt also. Cohen Derry got position in the lane, tried to step to the basket. Rock Island with a quick hand stole it away. So that's six turnovers in each half of the streaks now. Rice with a dribble drive to the right side, put it up and in. 50-47. Rock Island by three. Just underway in the fourth quarter at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse. Streaks looking for their sixth straight victory to open the season. Kyla Meadows, long three. Swish! And we're tied at 50.
Needed that one. Big basket. Meadows, good sequence here. The end of the third period, the beginning of the fourth. Valuable minutes for
that ball just seemed to float through the air when he put that one up. Here's Rice with another drive, this time from the left side. And he flips it up high, up and in with the left hand. 52-50 Rock Island. Meadows, tough bounce pass, but Babers got to it first, preventing yet another turnover. Lob on the inbound. Derry with a step back. Right side three by Harden. And he puts the streaks back on top. 53-52, Galesburg by one.
And we're a streaky ball club with a three ball. Maybe we're going to get that going right here.
Harden's second three of the game. He's got seven. Nimmers in the lane. Off balance. Good defense by Alex. But the offensive rebound put back by Anderson. And Tom Sigel calls timeout. Coming off the offensive rebound put back. And Rock Island regains the lead at 54-53.
Such good defense by Alex there, cutting off the baseline. Force a tough shot, and we just couldn't finish on the weak side with a rebound there. And again, good offensive rebound by Rocky. This is just going to be a seesaw affair, looks to me, right down to the wire.
All right, so I'm going to start counting up the number of ties, the lead changes. I meant to do this during one of the breaks, but we were adding up some other things, so I didn't get a chance to do it. We had five ties in the first half. One, two, three. So we had five ties and five lead changes just in the first half alone. We had five ties in the third quarter alone. And one, two, three, four. Four lead changes in the third quarter.
And about now, as tight as you can get.
And now we've had two more lead changes. So 11 lead changes, 11 ties in this game. And nobody has led by more than six. Galesburg had a 10-4 lead in the first quarter. That's their biggest lead. Rock Island's biggest lead has been four in the second half. Just what you would expect in a battle between two teams at the top of the conference. 5-0 for the Streaks, 4-1 for the Rocks. Meadows across midcourt as the Streaks break the press coming out of the Rock Island timeout. Right side, Meadows again for three. That one drew nothing. Now the Streaks trying to steal it away, pick up their ninth team foul. as Anderson came down with a rebound on the weak side underneath. And that, for Alex Egyptiaku, is his fourth foul.
And that'll bring Cohn Derry right back into the ball game here. And he's played valuable minutes, but
yes,
we certainly
has.
Like Alex on the floor right now.
Cohn Derry, 7 points tonight. That's his varsity career high, along with a couple of big rebounds as well.
He's been terrific.
Marian Anderson to the free throw line, puts the first one up and in. He's got 6.5 and now is in double figures, 10 for the game. Rock Island by 2, 55-53. Anderson, 74% from the free throw line on the season, missed the second one, and the rebound pops out to DeMarco Hart. It's DeMarco's first rebound of the night. Galesburg down 2, 6 minutes to go in the game.
Rocky staying in that 2-3 zone, sometimes trapping out of it.
Skip pass up top. Babers, right side Meadows. Works his way to the wing, pulls it back out. Now Babers up top. See if they can find Derry for position inside. Eric's been good on the inside tonight, all night as well. He's got it now at the high post, right side of the free throw line. The kick out to DeMarco. Air ball's a 3-2 long. And there's Anderson again on the weak side, pulling down the rebound in good position. Rock Island with the ball and a 2-point lead, looking to add to it. Eli Reese dribbles along the volleyball line behind him to Anderson. 5.5 minutes to go in the game. 2-point Galesburg deficit. Rice dribbles to the right side. Got a screen, took it all the way in with a right hand, and he has come alive in the second half.
And a good job of sensing where he was. He saw an opening, and he poured the cold to it to get to the rim.
15 points in the half, and the ball tipped out of bounds by Rock Island. Streaks will inbound it to our left. 15 in the half for Jordan Rice, 16 for the game. Amarian Nimmers had 15 in the first half. He leads all scorers with 21. Jeremiah will inbound it to our left into the backcourt to Meadows. 5 minutes to go in the game. Rock Island by 4, 57-53. Price, right side, out to Dre. They dare him to shoot the three, passes it to the inside instead. Now Jeremiah, bounce pass, over to Kyler for three again, off the front of the rim, and there's Anderson again underneath. He's got 4 big rebounds in the quarter, pushing it up court. Nimmers with a layup on the left side, and Rock Island with its biggest lead now at 59-53.
And they forced us to take 3 straight 3-point shots. We've missed all 3, and they've got runouts.
Eric down the lane, to the basket with a foul, and he draws the defensive foul underneath. That'll be the 4th of the game on Baker Beal. And Eric did a nice job to shift his body just to the right to avoid what could have been a charge. And just that little bit of movement to avoid the direct contact gives him a chance at an and one.
That's a big basket at a time we needed it desperately. Time for the media timeout.
4:41 to go. Streaks down 4. Price to shoot a free throw when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Win $100 with the virtual WGIL button. Sign up now at WGIL.com to be in tomorrow's cash drawing from Tiffany Cole Country Financial and WGIL.
.441 to go in the fourth quarter here at the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg down 59-55. Eric Price to shoot a free throw on an and one coming out of the official timeout. Meanwhile, up at Rock Island, the Silver Streaks girls now trail by 4 with under a minute to go in the game there. So 2 Galesburg 4-point deficits in the fourth quarter, more time in the boys' game right now, and Price shooting a free throw. His first basket of the fourth quarter, and he hits it, gets a friendly roll. He's got 12 and a half, 18 for the game, and Galesburg trails by 3, 59-56. Rice has been terrific for the Rocks in the second half. Contact when the pass made away to Reese, but no foul called. Now the backdoor cut to Rice, who lays it in.
Yeah, bit on that one, on an island. when you're on an island, know a back cut's coming, and they executed that perfectly there.
He had 9 in the third quarter. He now has 8 in the fourth quarter, 18 for the game. Eric, spin move in the lane against 4 Rock Island jerseys, but he can't finish off the shot. And a tie-up between Anderson and Cohen Derry on the rebound, and the possession arrow favors the Rocks. And Marian Anderson has 5 fourth-quarter rebounds.
Yeah, they're starting to get an advantage on the glass, and right now we're real stagnant on the offensive end there. Eric trying to do it all, and is making a great effort at it.
Yeah, understandably so. Can't just shoot jump shots all night long. They try to go on the give and go out high. Won't go, but Nimmers with the offensive rebound, fadeaway put back. And they are just getting everything. And maybe this is where some of the streaks conditioning is starting to come in. Biggest lead for Rock Island now at 7, 63-56. Still 3.5 minutes to go. Plenty of time. Streaks need to put something together. Babers passes up the 3, shoots and hits from the free throw line.
Good decision there. He was in rhythm. Got to get a stop here.
63-58, Galesburg down 5. Rice across midcourt. Rock Island will be content to run some clock. They go backdoor again to the baseline and now try the bounce pass from Reese, but he threw it off the back of Dre Egyptiaco's ankle, and the chase down for the ball will keep it with Rock Island.
In the last 3 possessions here, Brad, they have created some kinds of back cuts here.
Yep.
And they've caught us all 3 times. We're just fortunate there. Ball's tipped out of bounds, and they missed the other one.
On the inbounds to Nimmers on the right wing, guarded by Babers. Now Rice has it with Meadows guarding him. Crossover dribble. Kylip sticks with him. The kick out to the left side, Nimmers. Curls around to the top, into the lane, opening. Floater with a right hand won't go. Scramble for the rebound. Dre Egyptiaco comes down with it. Leads the break to the other end. The shot and the layup in contact, and Dre finishes it off. 63-60. Big miss at the other end, and Dre took it all the way.
Running the floor, big basket, 1-on-2 there, and he was strong to the basket.
And a timeout by Rock Island. 2:28 to go in the game. Streaks down 3. A 30-second timeout for Coach Tom Siegel.
And a good one. We need that, too, I think. Again, we're a little bit gassed right now, and understandably so. Let's get our legs back, get our breathing regulated here, and go over a couple things here. We've got to get a stop here and come down here. One of the things we've not done very well here in the second half, and I know Coach Hart would say this, is engage the defense in the zone. We're playing a pass around front. When we've got the ball into the middle to Eric, he's been able to attack, but we're not making the perimeter guard us here to be able to dump the ball off and get the ball moving here against the zone.
It's a big first of 3 big games for the Silver Streaks this week. Ryan Hart has not been one in now his second season of leading the Silver Streaks program. He's not been one to look ahead. But he's very aware of what this game means, not only in the big picture of the entire conference, but this week with a game at Moline looming on Saturday and senior night against Geneseo on Friday night. And the Geneseo game won't be easy by any stretch. And to have that one sandwiched in between Rock Island and Moline makes it even more difficult.
And probably expend a lot of energy on Friday night.
You betcha. 3-point Rock Island lead with the ball coming out of that Rocks timeout. Rice found an opening down the lane. The kick out to Rusk on the wing. And Rice comes out to take it back with 2 minutes to go. And Kylip guarding him stops the clock with a minute 58 to go on the foul. His second. And it puts Rice at the line shooting 2, where he's missed 2 of his last 3.
Yeah, and I know that we want to try to foul if we can Rusk as well. He made 1 free throw.
That's
but he
right.
wasn't very comfortable with that there. And again, you go over that in the timeouts. Who are those people that you want to foul if you have the opportunity?
Well, typically it wouldn't be Rice.
No.
Because he came in at 86% in the season. But he's now missed 3 of his last 4, even though he's hit every shot from the field in the second half. Gets the second free throw. 4-point Rock Island lead, 64-60.
And makes it a 2-possession game.
Under 2 minutes to go out of the minute 50 to play. Dre Egyptiaco. Alex Egyptiaco. Meadows, Price, and Babers. Jeremiah in the lane. Cut off there into the hands of Alex. Now they find Price in the lane. Trying to find an opening. Steps back, shoots from the free throw line. Missed it. And the rebound pops out to Rice. Big miss by the Silver Streaks. Could have made it a two-point game with a minute and a half to go.
Got to have a stop here.
Rice penetrates, pulls it back out. He kicked it out to Rusk, who immediately got it back into the hands of Rice. They set a screen. The Streaks switched defensively. Now the skip pass up top to Rice. Rocks just playing keep away right now. In the lane, Nimmers. Streaks tried to draw a charge, but it's Nimmers who finishes off the baseline. 66-60. Rock Island executed it perfectly. Dre Egyptiaco on the right side. A lot of dribbling going on, and he lost the handle on it out of bounds. Dre looked out of control, and he never really did get a good handle on it. And he got going too fast and turned it over.
Just trying to make things, you know, too many things happening. You can't fault somebody for trying awfully hard there. But, again, that's just, I think that was very typifies the struggles we've had in the half court offensively here against Arizona.
Full timeout by Galesburg. Down six, 66-60. Rock Island has the ball, taking it the length of the court when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
You can hand your favorite local charity $100 when you nominate them for Hometown Hundreds. Every week, F&M Bank and Galesburg.info draw a winner from the nominees, like Grace Lutheran Church in Galesburg, who just received $100. Make your nomination at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well, it's turning into a frustrating finish, but like a surgeon, Rock Island has really picked apart the Galesburg defense to run some baseline drives, run some clock here effectively, passing the ball around, getting the Silver Streaks to chase, and they are in control here with a six-point lead and a minute to play and the ball to take it the length of the court. Streaks desperately need a quick turnover here.
And we look a little tired.
Reese on the great inbound. Effort. Dre from the backside, but right on the baseline, batted it out of bounds, so no time goes off the clock.
And we're in a position here where we have to take chances. Look to trap, lay in the, you know, try to get into the passing lanes here. Got to be a little desperate here in terms of where we're at.
10 team fouls. Can't worry about how many free throws they're going to shoot. Here's the trap on the backside. Rock Island threw it away. So the pass to Marian Anderson on the inbound, then tried to bounce it back to Eli Reese, the inbound man, who was cutting up court, and he bounced it behind him, and that gives the Streaks the ball on their baseline.
With little time, went off the clock.
Yeah, 9/10 of a second. Only the first fourth quarter turnover by Rock Island. Could be a key one, though. On the inbound, Babers. Let's see if the Streaks can find a shot here. A quick one and a good one. It's Dre up top. Off the back iron from three. Rusk with a rebound. And a lot of touch passes to very quickly get it out into the front court. And the layup by Nimmers. Again, swift precision execution by Rock Island. Alex in the lane. The dribble drive, the kick out. Babers in the lane. Off balance shot. Missed it. Alex with a put back. That won't go. Rusk with a rebound, gets it up court. Rock Island with numbers with 28 seconds to go, and the Streaks have to stop the clock, fouling Marian Anderson at the free throw line.
And we've just, again, I'm sounding like a broken record here. We've just really, really, really struggled to score. Had to expend a lot of energy to do it. Just didn't have a lot of rhythm with it. And, again, we've given runouts to them on the other end, and they've played with a little bit more zip in their step here. Down the stretch.
Fourth foul on Eric Price. Marian Anderson's free throw is good. It's a 9-point Rock Island lead with 27 seconds to go. And looking awfully gloomy now. When the Streaks could not execute the last couple of trips down the floor, Anderson makes both free throws. He's got 5 in the quarter and 12 for the game. And now a foul by Rock Island as the Streaks quickly get it into the front court. That stops the clock with 24 seconds to go.
And that's not what Nimmers wanted to do there.
Still just a 1-1, though. First foul of the game on Amari and Nimmers.
Got to make these free throws here.
21. Nimmers has 29 for the game. And Price missed it. Shot rolled off the rim. And Marian Anderson with his 7th rebound of the fourth quarter. And the Streaks will let Rock Island dribble out the clock. So 70-60 will end up being the final. First loss of the season for the sixth-ranked Galesburg Silver Streaks, who fall to 5-1. Rock Island improves to 7-2, and both teams 5-1 in the Western Big Six. The freshmen lost by two. The sophomores won by one in overtime, and the varsity falls 70-60. Postgame coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By First United Methodist Church in downtown Galesburg. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports. Enter to win $100 cash with the virtual WGIL button at WGIL.com. As we support local businesses, our featured button location today is Tiffany Cole Country Financial in Monmouth.
I'm Tiffany Cole. We are a multi-line company, so anything from life insurance to home, auto, farm, commercial, health insurance. I also am a financial representative, so we have different investment products that we offer as well. I've been with Country for about 15 and a half years. Really have tried very hard over the years to be involved in our communities, churches and the schools, and we think that that's a super important aspect of our business to give back.
Supporting local businesses and giving you a chance to win with the virtual WGIL button. Enter to win today at WGIL.com to be included in tomorrow's random drawing for $100 from Tiffany Cole Country Financial in Monmouth and 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
All remaining new 2020 models are priced to move during the 2020 model sell down happening now at Yem and Galesburg. Hey, it's a chilly day, but the deals are hot with Jesse J at Yem Chevrolet. Every new 2020 must go, like a new 2020 Ram 1500 0% for 72 months. And the new 2020 ProMaster, only $24,361, or choose 0 for 60. So come in and get warmed up today with Jesse J. of Yem Chevrolet and shop the 2020 model sell down.
With approved credit at Yem for details.
Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 35. Some sunshine tomorrow with a high of 38, low of 23 tomorrow night. Thursday mostly sunny and a high of 37, while Thursday night an overnight low of 21. They said a forecast, the outlook for Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 43, low of 31 Friday night, and Saturday sunny skies and a high of 47. It's 39 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show. Brought to you by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory. Celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
70-60 is the final. Rock Island wins it. First loss of the season for the Galesburg boys basketball team, who dropped to 5-1. Rock Island improves to 7-2. Both teams now tied for first place at 5-1 in the Western Big Six. Since Galesburg had the lead at 53-52, Rock Island went on an 18-7 run. And again, Steve, just really picked apart the Silver Streaks. I mean, just Rock Island just looked like they had an answer every single time. Galesburg made nice little runs to, you know, come back into the game, but it just seemed like throughout the second half, Rock Island just pretty much did whatever it needed to do when it needed to do it in order to come away with this 10-point victory.
You know, in the third period, we answered them a number of times to make it you know, like you said, that nip and tuck ball game where we exchanged leads and had a lot of ties. But in the fourth period, and I think I look at some of these statistics, and again, statistics don't always tell a story, but here they do in a couple ways. They out-rebounded us big.
Yeah.
They limited us to one shot, and usually that shot was a three ball, and we were only 1 for 6 with a three ball in the fourth period. Also, they didn't commit a turnover. And they were nine
they did,
out of
They did have one.
They have one,
that
down,
one
yes,
really
down
late.
Here late. Yes, down one late. But
that,
one
you're right,
turnover
that's it.
Till the last minute of the ball
yep.
game. And they were 9 out of 12 from the field, and they did not attempt a three-point shot. And, again, they ran some backdoor plays that just take the wind out of you and leave you reeling a little bit. So lots of different things in the fourth period that tell us that that's going to be certainly something good for Rock Island in the end. And it was. They win. That what was a tight ball game, and I'm not going to say they blew it open. They certainly didn't blow it open, but they won going away convincingly 70-60, and we just sort of ran out of gas and couldn't get the job done, especially in the half court there in the fourth period.
Well, I would agree. I wouldn't say that they won it in a blowout, but this game had the feel that if what we just saw had only been through the third quarter, I feel like the way things were going, had there been another quarter of basketball, that's the direction we were headed.
Yeah,
I feel like
certainly.
We were just not keeping up with them at all by the time we got to the
yeah,
late
I mean,
stages.
they really extended the lead little by little there in the fourth period and again, win a tight ball game, 70-60, and again, really, really outplayed us in a big way the fourth period.
All right, so we'll take a timeout here. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Ryan Hart when he comes out of the locker room. May take a little bit longer tonight. Wouldn't be surprised about that. We also have our final statistics, team numbers, individual scoring, and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, all still to come in our post-game coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball as Galesburg falls 70-60 on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Home ownership is one big to-do list, unless you farm out the remodeling to the pros. Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys know how to give a room a facelift, and if you're desperate for more space, consider a room addition. Courtright Construction, the right choice for your next project.
Over.
Aren't the walkie-talkies a bit much? Hello?
You didn't say over.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. We want you to know that Bates Collision Center is still here and ready to help if you need us.
And for now, we're offering no contact estimates as well as free vehicle pickup and delivery.
We're doing everything we can to keep you protected and our team at Bates safely working to provide a factory perfect repair guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
See you in the second half. That's what we're
Nobody doing. Covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks fall tonight 70-60. Joining us now, Streaks head coach Ryan Hart, as we get his thoughts on the game tonight. Coach, it felt like we just kind of ran out of gas there in the second half, and it just made it look like Rock Island just started doing whatever they wanted out there. We weren't keeping up, it looked like.
Well, we didn't play a lick of defense on the dribble drive, and we talk about this all the time, whether it's this year, last year, every year we play, that we have to stop the dribble drive first and foremost, especially against teams like Rock Island. Because if you do that, it opens up three after three after three, which they got in the first half. They made a lot of threes. And then in the second half, they just were able to get down low on the driving lane. They were able to get any offense rebound they wanted. I mean, we just were not that good defensively in rebound. And I believe we talked about that in the pregame. That was kind of what we needed to do defensively, and we just could not get in sync on defense and stop them.
And I think that's a great point, that when you give up the dribble drive, even when they don't score, you're in no position to rebound, and they get easy stick backs. Down here in the fourth period, and I know that you've said that you'd rather go against a man. What kinds of struggles did it look like to you that you were having offensively against our zone?
It's indecisiveness. I mean, indecisiveness, I guess, because we catch the ball and the ball sticks. We don't make the drive when we have it.
No, I mean, engaging.
You have to do something immediately when you catch it, and you have to know what you're going to be doing. And that's one of the deals, too, that, like, I believe we've talked about this, is once our mental aspect of the game catches up to our physical aspect, aspect of the game, we're going to be tough to beat. And it just is not quite there yet. It's just, I don't know if it's too much too soon or what the deal is, but it just, we're about a half step slow thinking on what we need to be doing on everything. And that's something we work on all the time in practice with the zone offense stuff. Move the ball, dribble drive, engage, drive and kick. And there's not a lot of that going on. It happens every once in a while, but it's not consistent enough at the moment.
On that note, let me go back to the second quarter, because we had that nice little run where you called a timeout. This was even before the under five timeout. You had called a timeout. We came out. We had a couple quick plays. We got a couple of turnovers. We got the momentum going in our direction and got the lead. Then Tom calls timeout. They switched to a zone defense at that point, and Jeremiah Babers is on the bench with two fouls at that stage of the game. How key was that in terms of not being able to keep that momentum going at that stage?
Well, all the kids should be able to know where their spots when they get out there. I mean, it doesn't just have to be him. And again, it's not like he's the one that gets him in all their spots all the time, because every once in a while he gets in the wrong spot as well. But as a floor general, I mean, he does a pretty decent job. However, when you got two fouls and you're not stopping the dribble drive on defense, I mean, you're mixing and matching who you got in and who you're going to have in later in the game. And it's just one of those deals to where even at the end of the second quarter, I called a play out, and we had two guys in the wrong spot. Eric pops out. You holler at him, take it to the rim. You got 4 seconds left, 5 seconds left, and he just jacks up a crazy shot from 25 feet. And then Dre goes to get the rebound, and he's over the back. And Siegel goes down and makes two free throws with 1 second left. And it's just like, that is a problem. We have to make sure we shore this stuff up.
Did you think, and again, we've talked about this in this crazy season where you didn't get to do all the things that you like to do, and it's never an issue with any of your ball clubs that I've ever seen. Did you think our ball club got tired tonight at all late down the stretch?
Well, I know last year they all were, I mean, throughout.
Nothing you could do, but I thought that played a factor.
Throughout the year last year, they kept on saying, I mean, before we even came into the season, this is by far the best shape we've ever been in, which kind of made no sense because I was in charge of the preseason the entire time anyway, even with Coach Reynolds. But as long as they thought that, whatever. That's great. We're getting up and down. We're doing what we need to be doing. And I still think we're in decent shape. I just think that it's just everything so much, physical and mental, we just got to get both of them on the same page. I really don't think there was anything major tonight other than our own mistakes, not being able to stop a drive, making bad passes. We just have to make sure that we slow down mentally so we can speed up physically.
In the fourth quarter, when the game really started to turn around, we had several sequences where we shot some threes down here. Anderson's on the weak side getting the rebound. They're going out with it every single time. Was that lack of patience in letting our offense do its job to develop? Was that
indecisiveness again?
Okay.
I mean, because we were getting the ball to Eric, and Eric would catch and square up, and it's just like, okay, now what am I going to do? Go to the rim or kick it out the weak side. I mean, it's pretty simple once you get in the ball in the high post. You got a guy in the low post, you got a drive, and you got somebody on the weak side. I mean, just make a decision and go instead of taking about 2 or 3 seconds and trying to make some sort of move, and then we're kicking it out and we end up with an off-balance three or something. I really don't have a problem with the way the kids, I mean, shoot those threes. I mean, they are pretty good in the aspect of making baskets for the most part. And it's just finding a little bit of more of a gap to where you have an extra half second. I mean, that's generally what is our issue. And even in our wins, I mean, it's just a half a step here, half a step there. Because I've actually felt like we could have been more productive in every game this year, and including this one. I mean, this one, normally we had enough offense usually in the year to overcome stuff. But Rock Island's good. I mean, people could argue that they are by far the best team in the conference. People could say that. I told the kids in the locker room, are they? And every single one of the kids in there said, no, they're not. And nobody's hanging their heads. And Coach Thompson, Eric, he walks in, he goes, the moments I remember in high school, regret in high school, is after a loss, coming the next day and not coming with a purpose to try to make sure you make amends for what happened the night before. So,
nice message.
Well, that was a very good message. That was a very good message. So it's one of those deals to where, all right, let's come out tomorrow. Let's come out on Thursday. Let's have two good practices. Let's get Geneseo here and then roll up to Moline and play them. And it's one of those deals where, like, okay, we're not going to look past Geneseo, But we do know that we have to start building day after day to make sure that we take care of business in the long run.
If you can turn a negative into a positive,
absolutely,
then that's what you got to do to grow.
Those were insightful.
Well, I mean, tonight we have nobody to blame but ourselves. I mean, bad fouls, not stopping the dribble drive, and 50-50 balls. I mean, there was like two or three. I mean, it didn't help. I mean, Marco, I mean, he's been pretty solid all year long, getting rebounds and making some shots and stuff and defending. He was, I mean, just he's hampered with that little leg injury.
It really, really hurts.
And I mean, it's just one of those deals to where, all right, again, you're mixing and matching, but that's no excuse. We just got to make sure that we step up because, I mean, we got enough guys that can play, and we got to be able to just make sure that we go out there and take care of business. And that was one of the things we put on the board to start the game. You have to be able to be better than the person on the other side of the ball. So Jordan Rice had 19 points, 18 in the second half. We were not better than him on the other side of the ball in the second half. Nimmers, you guys said, had how many?
29.
29. And I think the world of Marion Nimmers. I think from the time I saw him as a freshman and sophomore, he's been good. He's been good. And, I mean, we were not better than him on the other side of the ball. So, and then when it comes down to it, were we good enough against the other guys, which we weren't. So it is what it is.
Yep.
We got to be better.
Astute observations, some really insightful stuff there.
Appreciate your time, Coach. We'll see you Friday night.
Thank you. Yep.
Thanks for coming by. 70-60 to final. Take a final timeout, run through our final statistics, and give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. When we come back to wrap it up from the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streak's boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Go Van Gogh's, the T-shirt factory at 237 East Tompkins Street in downtown Galesburg.
The more you love someone, the more it hurts to lose them. So as much as we deal with the sadness and grief that comes with loss, we also get the privilege of seeing so much love.
Mark and Tricia Thomas of Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg.
One of the best parts of what we do is hearing the wonderful stories that families share with us.
And if we can take those memories and create a farewell that encompasses all the love and joy and happiness they were a part of,
then we've done our job.
Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Galesburg's News. Galesburg's Talk. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
70-60 the final. Rock Island defeats the Galesburg Silver Streak. Let's do our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game before we get to our final stats. Steve.
Yeah, tonight there was a sequence there. Late third period, early fourth period, I guess it was late third period, that Caleb Meadows made some key plays defensively and some key plays offensively where the game was not getting away from us, but he certainly kept us right into the ball game and kept momentum going to where we were right there with him. And he, because of that sequence at key times and making big plays, is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight, Caleb Meadows.
When we felt like the momentum was switching back to Rock Island at a key time, which, I mean, it didn't ultimately stop that, but at the key time, Caleb stole an inbound down here when Rock Island had it on their end of the floor. And then on the next streaks possession, not that one, but the next one, hit a huge three that tied
three.
The game at the time.
Yeah.
And we were
reeling a little bit at that
we
point.
Were, very much so. So for that sequence, Caleb Meadows is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. All right, let's go through our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
Streak shooting-wise, 24 out of 45. I'm not sure if that's right there. It doesn't look right.
I have 24 out of 52.
Yes, 24 out of 52 for 45%.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Can't read my
that
numbers. We struggled with a three ball, especially in the fourth period, where, like Coach Hart said, we didn't have a lot of rhythm with a three. We didn't engage the defense, have rhythm out of that kind of thing. So we were 1 for 6. Total in the ball game, 4 out of 20 for 20%. Rocky, 26 out of 54 at 44%. 48%, and they were 5 out of 18 with a 3-ball, and they made really good decisions in the fourth period with shot selection. They didn't shoot a 3-point shot, and they were 9 out of 12. Rebound-wise, we win the rebound battle, but we got out-rebounded big time when it mattered in the fourth period. They had 9 rebounds to our 3 unofficially. Turnovers pretty good in such a, for the most part, full-court ball game, and they did a lot of trapping out of their half-court. We committed 13 of them, and they committed 9 of them. Excuse me, 10 of them.
I'm not so sure that all 9 of those rebounds for Rock Island in the fourth quarter didn't go to Marian Anderson.
Pretty good there.
Yeah. I didn't realize that either, Coach. Reinhardt just stopped by and said, did you realize we had a 16-game conference winning streak going into that?
And that's awfully good in the Western League.
It's outstanding. And again, those are the kinds of disconnects that I feel like we have because, you know, I mean, that's something I'm confident we would have been talking about in December if we'd have been under a normal season. But
you don't play for a year and all the other stuff.
It just goes
by the wayside. And it's discombobulated.
All right, individual scoring. Amarian Nimmers, 29 for Rock Island. Jordan Rice, 19. And Marian Anderson with 12. 8 rebounds, most of those in the fourth quarter, what we were just alluding to. Cole Rusk, Eli Reese, each with 3. Baker Beal, Colton Sigel with 2. For the Silver Streaks, Eric Price leads the way, another double-double, 18 points, 11 rebounds. Drea Gypsyako, 14 tonight. Jeremiah Babers, I think this is Jeremiah's fourth straight game with 9 points. Got to get that kid into double figures at some point. DeMarco Harden, Cohen Derry, each with 7. And Caleb Meadows finished with 3, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, with a nod to Cohen. He's just, you know, he doesn't play a ton of minutes. And it seems like most of the time when he's coming in, making big plays in the second quarter, and then he ends up not playing as much in the third quarter because of the speed of the game, the style of the game, whatever it is. But I'll tell you, that kid maximizes his time out there, and he always contributes. And if it wouldn't have been so early in the game, Cohen Derry would have been a candidate for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight, too.
I feel exactly as you do. I am a big fan of his. When he comes in, he makes an impact. He doesn't just take up space. He comes in, and he's very, very, very big contributor off the bench on both ends of the floor. And he's a smart player, and he's a maximum effort player. And like I said, he would have a spot on my ball club at any point and play significant minutes, which he's doing here, and he's only going to play more as he continues to gain experience.
Freshmen lost tonight. Sophomores won in overtime. Streaks girls lost up at Rock Island. So a tough night overall for the Galesburg basketball program. 70-60 the final. Steve, we'll see you Friday night. Senior night with Geneseo coming to town.
Senior night, big game. Can't overlook it. And then another really, really big game on Saturday night. So a big weekend for the Streaks.
For sure. Thanks to Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. For the Hall of Famer to my right, Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from the Galesburg High School Fieldhouse.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.